All right, now admit it. We've all done it. We rush through something. We make a mistake. We think it'll take a couple of minutes to do something, but it winds up taking longer. Now, if that involves you, yeah, you'll get through it. But if it involves your child, who you left in the car out there in the parking lot in the hot sun, the results can be deadly. It's called pediatric vehicular heat stroke. And 37 children die from it every year. It's also a deadly danger, which can be easily prevented. My next guest is with us to discuss this issue, how education is the key to prevention. He's the administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Jonathan Morrison. How are you today, sir?
Doing fantastic. Thank you for having me, Chris, and thanks for helping get the important message out.
Absolutely. And there's also a website, too, which I have linked at our homepage, nhtsa.gov/heatstroke. And as I said, Jonathan, it's maddening, it's sad, it's frustrating, put in whatever emotion you want, because over 1,000 children since this has been measured, averaging 37 a year, have died from something that can be absolutely, totally, easily prevented. Talk about the seriousness of this and what the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is doing to raise awareness, make people more responsible.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Chris. You are hitting all the right notes on this. This is a 100% preventable tragedy, and no parent ever wants to put their children in danger. Nobody's going to do that intentionally. But like you say, things happen, and we've launched a campaign as temperatures are increasing. We're looking to remind everybody of the dangers that heat stroke poses to children, and we're really, really focusing on those children that are from newborn to 5 years old, because they're the most susceptible to heat stroke. So what we've launched is a new campaign that's called Never Happens, and it's really a three-part campaign to focus on the three different ways that we primarily see hot car deaths take place.
And when you look, too, it's people think, here's a great example, 70 degrees, that's a comfortable temperature. You can pretty much get along fine without that, except in a car, if it's 70 degrees outside, within 10 minutes, the interior temperature is almost 90, and within 30 minutes, it's over 100 degrees. And that's easy science to read, but Jonathan, trying to retain that and remember that, again, people just keep seeming to miss the obvious. So talk about the elements of the campaign and how the word is going to be spread.
I think that's right. And, you know, I think part of it comes from our understanding of what it's like to be in those situations. Like you say, 20 degree increase in a 10-minute period. And people might think that cracking a window will help or parking the shade is going to help, and it really doesn't. Part of it, again, is, you know, we know what it's like to be in a hot car, and it's awful. It's really uncomfortable. We'll start sweating after a few minutes, we'll get through it. We'll turn on the air conditioner, whatever it might be. But people don't realize that we're adults. We have the ability in our bodies to regulate temperatures. With children, their body temperature rises three to five times faster. So our campaign is really looking to hit those three main contributing factors, the three main causes. And those are situations, A, the primary cause is that children are forgotten in the vehicle by their parents or caregivers. And that's something where it can be common when there's a change in routine, such as one parent's dropping off the kid at daycare or preschool instead of the other. They just might forget that they're doing that just with our busy lives. Like you said, people lose attention. The second situation happens very frequently is that children may gain access into an unlocked vehicle and get trapped inside because the child locks are activated. And then third, sometimes children are knowingly left inside the car because they think it's only going to be a quick errand. It's going to be 10 minutes, 20 minutes into the grocery store. And as you so correctly noted, that's enough time to really result in a tragedy. So our campaign is focused on reminding parents the way to prevent these is to always kind of check yourself when you're getting out of the vehicle. You stop, take account of the situation. You look in the back seat. And then you lock your car as you leave. We really want this to be added to every parent's routine.
Talking with Jonathan Morrison, who is the administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, nhtsa.gov/heatstroke, for the campaign that we are talking about, the awareness that it's raising, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I see where you're teaming with the Ad Council. Is this going to be something where there's videos available? Because I'm thinking in our day of looking for content for our personal social media pages, if there's a video that someone can link to from YouTube, for example, and share on their social media pages, I think that would add to the volume of your message.
Absolutely, and we have that right on that website that you mentioned. It's NHTSA.gov/heatstroke, NHTSA.gov/heatstroke. We have now videos, really powerful videos. If you haven't had a chance to take a look, I'd recommend you do so, and I hope your listeners do as well, that really drive this message home. And Ad Council, as always, does a fantastic job. And these are some powerful messages that really get at each of these three causes for hot car death.
How important is it for the states to take action in this cause? Because I was surprised to find out that I believe the count was only 23 states have laws which make it legal. If you're walking through a parking lot and you see a kid in the car and it's 90 degrees outside, there's only 23 states where you can rescue that child and not face criminal charges. Is that something that really has to change?
You know, I think different states are going to have to go through their own process and debate those issues. But what I would hammer home for all of your listeners is if you're in a parking lot, if you're anywhere and you see a child in distress, act immediately, you know, call 911. And that's the very first thing you should do.
And like Jonathan mentioned, too, the younger child is the most prone to be placed in this situation. Usually unintentionally, there's about a 1 in 5 chance where it's done intentionally, thinking that it's running in the storm, be back out fast. And that doesn't always work out that way. But 38%, according to a study, of kids are under the age of 1 year old that are left or are killed by pediatric vehicular heat stroke. Again, it's something that can be easily prevented through awareness, through paying attention. Think about it when you put an old refrigerator out. You're almost by law in some states. You have to take the door off so a kid can't climb into the refrigerator that's going to go out into the garbage. Same idea with the car. If you're parking your car in the street in the driveway, lock the doors. Some neighborhoods you have to do for, you know, the obvious reasons, but here's maybe a not as obvious reason, which has to be more obvious than the summer as we're getting into it. A kid might find it a place to hide, a place to explore, and tragedy can happen. Learn more about the campaign to raise awareness about preventing the deaths of children in this needless way, courtesy of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA.gov/heatstroke. He is their administrator, Jonathan Morrison. Mr. Morrison, thank you for bringing this to the attention of everyone in every way possible to make a difference and to save the lives of those 37 children that we needlessly lose every year, and that's just an average, and see that number go down to zero sooner versus later. Thanks for the work and for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris, and thank you truly to help get this word out, and thanks for your listeners for paying attention.